Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to teaching series. How do you say this in American English? 大家好，我是 Nick。
大家好，我是 Brad。
那我们今天呢，来讲一个非常这个 popular 的一个 phrase， 就是临时抱佛脚。我们在中文呢常说，哎呀，这个考试快到了，然后比如说我16周一个学期，对吧？然后玩了15周，发现最后一个星期要考试了，我发现我完全不会。那这种时候呢，我们肯定说啊，又要临时抱佛脚一下，对不对？就是想要在一个短的时间内获得一个比较好的成绩，对吧？在短的时间内完成某件任务，一般我们把这个叫做临时抱佛脚。在英语中我们就把它叫做 cram， 就像我刚刚说的。一般呢我们是用在这个考试啊或者项目 project 上面比较多。Like in this situation, like, you can say cram for exams, right?
Yeah, usually, since we're college students, we associate cramming with, exams. Say if you say that you crammed the night before, we're going to assume you're cramming doing homework or studying. But let's say that you're not a college student, you can still cram.To maybe, clean up the house, can cram, to get certain home projects done. So it's not limited to just like academic assignments.
Oh, sure. But usually people use it for, you know, especially when we're in college, we usually use that word for the exams, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like I crammed for my exam tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so like, cramming for exams,will work sometimes.
Yeah, that's probably the most popular way to use cram is saying that you're cramming for an exam.
Yeah, it really works, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a lot of times.
Yeah,
I mean,
we do it all the time, especially if you procrastinated the night before and you have to cram tonight, so.
Yeah, you don't sleep in it. Do you really sleep for that?
Not really. You just take a bunch of caffeine, some coffee or some Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a soda. They don't know
what it is. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Thank you. 那 Brad 刚刚就是说呢，这个 cram 它不仅仅是用在一个考试上，但是一般了，一般我们这个 college students 一般是用在考试上，因为它用的次数这个会比较频繁，就是说临时抱佛脚这个词组在考试上比较频繁，频繁的使用，但是也可以用在一些这个处理其他事情，比如说你清扫你的房间，对吧？一个仓促的去清扫你的房间也可以这么用，只不过这个我们没那么常用而已，那这个就是中文的一个临时抱佛脚的一个表达。 So I hope you guys learn like cram this phrase. So I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye everyone.